Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you're listening to this. Welcome to Marketing Monday. Happy Labor Day, everybody. All right. In the United States, actually, we are celebrating Labor Day and people take the day off. I figure you, you know, celebrate by working, but that's just me. No, I took the day off too, of course. Today in this episode, we're going to talk about how to lose the fear of being in front of the camera, right? A lot of people have fears of producing their videos, of getting going with their content, but I'm going to try to solve some of those fears and explain to you what they really are and how we can maybe have a different perspective, okay? When I was 35, I ran into a video called The Strangest Secret in the World by Earl Nightingale. It's about 35 minutes long or so. I'm not going to go deep into the video or explain to you what the video is about, but it was very insightful. And there were a couple of things that the video said, the video mentioned, that made me think a lot. And they were very basic things. I mean, things that you would say, why didn't I think of that earlier? Or how come I didn't know about this earlier? Right? Earl Nightingale, in the video, The Strangest Secret in the World, you can look it up on YouTube, actually. He talks about a lot of different things, but he talks about how the lack of information really stops us. This is how I took it. This is my interpretation of certain things that he said. Lack of information stops us from doing what we need to do in order to achieve. Now, I'm talking to businesses, to entrepreneurs, coaches, course creators, wherever you are in your journey of video. If you're on the verge of starting to create, you need to hear this, okay? Because it's actually more simple. I was so upset, to be honest with you, when I heard this audio, because it was like, it's that simple, but you don't think about these things because you are inside a circle of programming, of ways of thinking, of how you grew up or whatever. And that's a different topic, you know, but the thing is that the information that you have, that's the information you project, whether it's for yourself, for your business, or for anything. Okay, so what Earl Nightingale said was simple things. If a boat leaves the harbor without any direction, any destination, any planning, it's going to get lost easily. But if a boat knows where it's going, knows what may happen, and prepares for it, it will get to its destination no matter what, because it planned ahead. It knows where it's going. Obviously, of course, if, you know, there are accidents, there's terribly bad weather and the boat sinks, yeah, of course not. But be with me, okay? Connect with me. There's another thing that he said. A group of people were asked to bake an apple pie. Half of those people said, well, I've never baked an apple pie, so I'm not even going to start to bake an apple pie because I have no idea how to make an apple pie. But the other half said, I've never baked an apple pie. How do you bake an apple pie? They asked the right questions. They got the information. They got the instructions. Oh, this is how you do it. This is what you need. This is how you mix it. Put it in the oven for a certain amount of minutes. Voila, apple pie. It may not be perfect at the beginning, but with practice, you get better. And I think it's the same with video. I mean, people are afraid of being in front of the camera, but honestly, truly, I don't think they're afraid of being in front of the camera itself. People, or most people, I should say, not everybody, are afraid of what others may think of either them or their content or whatever it is. That's the actual fear, I feel. Okay, so today in this video, I'm going to try, or if you're listening to the podcast on your way to work or wherever you're going, I am going to try to maybe give you a different point of view, okay, when it comes to being in front of the camera, all right? I think it's lack of information, most of all. Like, I filmed an elopement in Las Vegas. I'm from Las Vegas. Las Vegas is the city, our hub. And we had to fly on a helicopter. I've never flown in a helicopter before. We had to fly on a helicopter all the way to the top of a mountain at Valley of Fire. That's where the elopement took place. It's beautiful. All right. But let me get to that. I've never flown in a helicopter before. And, you know, I was talking to the pilot, trying to find out the mechanics of the flying of the helicopter, of what everything that takes place. And she was kind enough to explain everything to me. And she's like, why are you asking me all these questions? Are you afraid? And I said, yeah, I'm afraid of flying. And she told me, I don't think you're afraid of flying. You're afraid of falling. And that kind of hit me. And I think she was right. I was not afraid of flying. And I'm not afraid of flying, to be honest with you. But I'm afraid of falling. And I think a lot of people share that same fear, right? And I think it's the same with video, right? Again, like I said, you're not afraid of being in front of the camera. You're afraid of what people are going to say. So let's get right into it, okay? When you don't have the right information, what happens is it creates doubt. And doubt paralyzes you. Okay, so let's tackle a couple of these doubts, a couple of these fears. Okay, I have my notes right here. So if you see me looking down, it's because I just want to make sure that I don't miss anything. Okay, all right, here we go. I think the number one, we're going to talk about how you feel that you don't know what you can talk about in a video, right? Okay, you're right. You're right. If you're a business, if you're an entrepreneur, you know, you never really had to ask yourself, hey, what do I talk about? What do I do for business? How do I do this? How do I do that? You yourself, you know? So you're in the creative space right now. You're in front of the camera, and then you're like, yeah. So, what do I talk about, right? It's because you've never had to ask yourself these questions. But think of those times where you had to build a website and your web developer asks you, all right, how long have you been in business? What do you do? How can clients get a hold of you? You start writing paragraphs and you give it to your web developer. You go to a network meeting. Hey, so-and-so, so what do you do? Oh, well, I do this and I do that. Really? And how do you do that? Oh, well, you know, it happens like this and like that. This is the process. This is how I troubleshoot. If we need more materials, whatever it is, the business you are, you're going to start talking about your business. You're going to start talking about how you do your work, how you perform your work, how you basically solve the client's problem. Because if they're coming to you, is because there's something that you do that solves their problem and makes their life easier. And when somebody else asks you what you do, you're going to go and talk about it all the time. So put yourself in the position of the client and ask yourself as if you were the client, as if you were that web developer. What do you do? Who are you? What do you do? How can what you do solve my problem? And believe me, you're going to come up with so many things. And out of those many things, bracket them out. Ooh. This sentence alone can be another episode. This sentence alone can be two or three or four or five reels. This sentence alone can be another short form training video that I can use to nurture my clients later. It's endless. So ask yourself, put yourself in front of a mirror. Practice. Ask yourself as if you were the client, okay? Number two. This one is interesting. And I'm going to go a little extreme on this. And some people may not like the subject that I chose to show how extreme this subject may be. But number two is, will people be interested in what I have to say? Right? Sometimes you want to start a video and you think, are they even going to listen to me? Am I really that interesting? Is my business that interesting that people want to hear what I have to say on video? Well, let me put it this way. I'm going to show you a graphic right now on the screen. Okay, and this is, again, I chose this because it was pretty extreme and to prove a point. Okay, so don't throw rocks at me, okay? This graphic, read it please. It says how 90 Days Fiancé Stephanie makes thousands selling her farts in a jar. Did you read that? Did you hear that? Let me read that again. How 90 Days Fiancé Stephanie makes thousands selling her farts in a jar. This video has 468,000 views. Okay? Now, think about your business for a second. And think about all the people that you're helping. I guarantee you that there are a lot of people out there that need to know about your content. Not just want to know about your content. They need to know about your content because it's going to help them in one way or another. Okay? You just haven't met them yet. And vice versa, they haven't met you. And what we say here at J. Marino Studios is one thing, because we help our clients get known. Because if nobody knows about your business does not exist. It's that simple, right? It's the marketing aspect of it. And hey, I get it. I was a man of 17 hats at one point. Then I started learning how to delegate, you know. Hey, you take care of this, you take care of this, you take care of this. I'll take care of this. And as a team, go on. But when you start on your business and where you're going, where you're already going strong, or you're trying to scale up, you need to build, you know, your team. You need to delegate all this work. You're not expected to know all these things about marketing and all these things about accounting and all these things about, you specialize in one thing, and that's providing the client with service, with help. Going back to this video, think about your business. Think about all the people you're helping. You don't think that people are going to watch your video or are interested? There are people, once again, I'm repeating myself, they need to know that you exist. They need to know about your business because they're just waiting for that one business that will solve their problem, that will solve their issue. Okay? All right. Because I don't want to judge, but I don't think that a fart in a jar will solve many people's issues. I don't know. I'm not them. I personally am not interested in buying somebody else's fart in a jar. Okay? And again, excuse me if this, you know, rubs some people the wrong way, but it was to prove a point. right? If a video like that can get 468,000 views, imagine what your videos can get. And of course, you have to build up to it. And yes, there's also the psychological aspect of videos, you know, how people like drama or how people like things like violence and all these things. It's just, that's just another subject. However, we're not in the entertainment business, right? We're in the business of business. We're in the service business, you know, of getting clients. So that's what you got to focus on, okay? Now, here we go. Another one. I don't like what I look like on camera. Okay. True. Very true. Okay. You feel that way. You feel that way. Okay. Not the other person. And I can prove that to you. Look at all the influencers. Just go on right now on your phone or when you get a chance. Look at all the influencers. Different shapes, sizes, backgrounds, different topics that they talk about. And they're growing and growing and growing consistently. Why? Because people are focused on their content. They can be comedians, they can put out videos to make you laugh, they can put out tutorial videos, they can... Let me give you an example. I listen to this Spanish-speaking podcast, right? It's produced in Latin America, where they speak Spanish, okay? But they have this thing that, to me, is very annoying. And that's that they are, can be speaking in Spanish, da-da-da-da-da, and then suddenly they, like, will say a phrase in English. And then they'll repeat that phrase in English. And they'll say another phrase in English. And I'm like, to me, that's annoying. Because, number one, you're in a Spanish-speaking country. Your podcast is in Spanish. Why do you have to do this? I don't even do this. I've been living in this country for 34 years. 34 years. I don't even talk like that. So to me, that's annoying. Okay. Ooh. Okay. But that's my perspective. However, you know why I listen to them? Because their content, it's very insightful. They give tremendous tips for my industry. And not just necessarily marketing or video marketing or content creation on social media, but also for business. How to level up your business. What to expect if you do this. How do you do that? How to reach more of an audience. So my focus now, yeah, they'll say an English phrase once in a while and I'll be like thrown off a little bit, but I keep listening because their content is engaging and they got me right there. And they mentioned it too, you know, they know what they're doing. They're like, and it's true. There's one thing that's true. There are some phrases that originated from the English speaking countries, right? So when you say it in Spanish, you refer to them in English. But some of the other phrases, I used to be an interpreter, professional interpreter. So to me, I can interpret in my head. I'm like, well, you could have said this. You could have said that. But mainly I'm focused on the content because it's so engaging. Therefore, what I'm trying to say here is don't see what you see, but see what other people will get out of what you are providing, right? Okay. Next thing that you probably think about is, will it work? Will it work? Will me putting my videos out there work? Will me putting my content, my video reels out there work? All right, let me give you an example. As I mentioned before at the beginning of this video, I'm here in Las Vegas, right? In Las Vegas, we have this business. I mean, this man's amazing, actually. Alex Hormozi, okay? He is so big and so influential, even other millionaires look up to him, okay? And he... has so much success online. You know why? Because he spends, he said it in a video too, one of his videos. He said they spend about $70,000 a month. Okay? $70,000 a month to hire a team, a video production and social media marketing team, to run about 180 posts per day. If you didn't get that, I'm going to repeat that. Wait, what did he say? Yeah, exactly. They spent $70,000. $70,000. To run 120 posts per day. Okay? Why am I telling you this? Because I'm telling you, spend $70,000. No. No. Remember, the question is, will it work? Okay. Well, you know, to millionaires, first of all, to create a video takes a while. It's not just the producing. It's not just, oh, me sitting in front of the camera. No. It's the pre-planning. It's the scripting. It's the delivery, right? That's in front of the camera. It's the post. It's the audio. It's everything. So to produce one video takes a long time. There are a lot of moving parts that compose this video, okay? Now imagine 30 videos per month, 60 videos per month, 90 videos per month. What I'm trying to get at is it takes a lot of time to create videos, to create a post. And it takes money also. And if there's one thing, two things, but the most important thing that millionaires value is their time and money coming in at a close second. Now, if these two things are what millionaires value the most, or two of the things that they value the most, do you think they're going to spend their valuable time and their hard-earned money to waste on social media marketing, especially with videos? No. Do you think me? Do you think I will be doing this video, for example? Or my reels? Or even have a business that creates content using video for other companies if this didn't work? Aside from this, this is not, I mean, of course I love video. That's just my passion. I love it. I do it because I just love it, right? But I have a family. I'm a married man. I have two kids. I have other responsibilities aside from my business and my clients, which of course they're my top responsibilities. Because without them, I wouldn't be where I am. But I got responsibilities at home. Got responsibilities with my wife, with my kids, with myself, with my health. Do you think I would really be wasting time if this didn't work? Do you think I would have a business in this if this didn't work? No. No. And I'm sure a lot of you, I mean, you don't have to have kids to relate to having a busy life. You don't have to be married to relate to having a busy life and having other responsibilities than your business or your entrepreneurship or whatever it is that you're doing, trying to become an influencer. Whatever it is that you're doing, you have other responsibilities. But would I be, again, wasting time on one of the most powerful tools that your business can use? If it didn't work? No. No, I wouldn't. Today is Monday and it's nighttime. I should be sleeping right now, but I said no. I have a commitment. It's Marketing Monday. We're putting this out. I'm tired. We had a long weekend. Again, full of other responsibilities aside from business. But as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, you should know there are no weekends. There are no holidays, right? You make your weekends. You make your holidays. I can go to my pool on a Tuesday at noon because, you know what? Today, my brain is fried. I need to refresh. Boom. A lot of people won't understand that, right? You've probably done some things that a lot of people won't understand. You miss some birthday parties. You miss some celebrations. And people don't understand that, right? Hey, you do you. But that's for another podcast, all right? So, will it work? Absolutely, okay? Absolutely. Just look around you. Look around you, okay? If you made it this far, make sure you follow, you subscribe, either if you're watching this on YouTube or on the podcast channels, Spotify, wherever it is you're listening to this, make sure that you follow. Every Monday is Marketing Monday with J. Marino Studios, okay? Those are four of the things that I can tell you, you know? Four of the fears, four of the things that make you uncomfortable. I don't know what to talk about. Will people be interested in what I have to say? I don't like what I look like on camera. And will it work? And I can be here for another hour or two telling you about other things that you may be feeling, but that's you though. That's your perspective. You're going into this from your perspective. And guess what? I'm not here to tell you, oh, come on, just do it. Forget about those things. Ignore them. Nobody cares what people think. Half of it is true, half of it is not. You know why? Because they're your feelings. They're how you feel. A lot of people can come in here and be in front of the camera. I've been doing video since I was in high school. That's over 25 years, I think. Yeah. So I'm used to this. And even now, even today, right now as you speak, I'm feeling a little bit of butterflies. I'm a little tense. Because I just want to deliver the best. And now my reasons are different. My reasons are not, oh, I don't want to be in front of the camera. What are people going to think? You know, one time, Grant Cardone is also another major social media influencer. Somebody told him, you know, because he posts out video after video after video after video. And somebody told him, hey, Grant, not everybody, you know, wants to listen what you have to say. And his response was, well, I'm not talking to everybody. Same with you. But your feelings are valid. Your feelings are valid. For some people, it may work to jump off a cliff and build a plane on the way down. For other people, it might work to, you know, hike down, maybe find another route. But if you notice a pattern in all of these things, there's also your responsibility. Again, I can sit here and tell you all these different things, all these different techniques. But if there's something I learned from that helicopter ride I was telling you about earlier, is that I had to go through with it. The pilot could have told me her entire curriculum, everything that she learned in helicopter piloting school. I don't know if that's what you call it, but she could have told me her entire, she could have given me textbooks after textbook after textbook answers. But if I didn't get on that helicopter and flown to Valley of Fire, I would not have experienced it. And you know what happened? Las Vegas Strip looks amazing from the air. Amazing. I loved it. I came home, told my wife, babe, we gotta take the kids on that helicopter ride because that thing was amazing. It was amazing. And I wish I would have done it earlier. Next episode, next week, next Monday, stay tuned, because we're going to be talking about why video, right? You hear me talking a lot about video. Why video, though? I'm going to give you some powerful insights on why video can level up your business and launch it to the next level rapidly. There are strategies, obviously. You have to do things accordingly. We're not going to go over that next episode, but we're going to talk about the importance of video and why. And it's been right in front of our eyes this entire time. Think about Instagram. Instagram started as a picture sharing platform, right? Now it's full of videos and reels all over the place. And every social media platform is competing with each other with videos. TikTok, Instagram reels, Facebook. Well, Instagram and Facebook are now one, basically. Right? They're all competing. Take advantage of that. Because if they're competing, when you put out your content, they're going to start shooting it out. Boom, 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 boom. And if it's good enough and it retains people, and there's a science behind that too, we can go that over, over that in a different chapter, in a different episode. And if it gets to the right people, guess what? You skyrocket. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. We'll see you next Monday. Take care.